Welcome to the Women Living Well After 50 podcast. I'm Sue Long Carrick and I'm passionate about inspiring, motivating, supporting and informing women over 50 to embrace this exciting time of life. Health and wellness in mind, body and spirit are the foundations for living well, but there is so much more to a life well lived. Each week through conversations with my guests, I'll be presenting topics that will help us all to live well and enjoy life. So join me as we discover new ways to become women living well after 50. Are you ready to start living? What are you waiting for? Let's get started. Welcome to another episode of the Women Living Well After 50 podcast. I'm Sue Long Carrick and it's lovely to have you join me. We're into April. And this month, I'm going to be encouraging us all to be having an active April. And I want us to become active participants in life. So that means more than just exercise. So I'm excited today to be talking to you just on my own, no guest today, about active April and what that means for you and what it means for me. Now, what does being an active participant in life mean? It means engaging fully in the various aspects of life rather than just being a passive bystander. It involves taking the initiative, making choices, and actively pursuing goals and experiences that align with our values, interests, and aspirations. Now, many of us might have chosen a word of the year at the beginning of the year. I know mine was freedom, the freedom to do and live my life in a way that is to live well and to enjoy my life. But what does, you know, being an active participant mean? Active participation can be manifest itself in many ways. It helps us to set goals, so we're actively identifying what we want to achieve and working towards those objectives. We're taking action rather than waiting for things to happen. We're actively seeking out and opportunities and taking proactive steps to make things happen. We're being present. That means fully engaging in the present moment, whether it's a conversation, activities, or experiences, rather than being preoccupied with the past or with the future. We're living each day in the now. It means embracing challenges, viewing challenges as opportunities for growth and learning, and actively seeking ways to overcome obstacles. It's seeking fulfillment. It means actively pursuing our activities, relationships, and experiences that bring joy, satisfaction, and meaning to life. Being an active participant in life is also about taking responsibilities for our choices and our actions, and actively making decisions that, again, align with our personal values and goals. It's about continuous learning, remaining curious and open to new experiences, ideas, and perspectives, and actively seeking those opportunities for personal and professional development. So really, it's about taking ownership of our experiences and actively shaping our own path rather than letting life just happen. It's about being engaged, it's about being proactive and intentional in how we live our lives and experience life. So, Active April. I've called it the Active April Be an Active Participant in Life Challenge. And what it means is that for what I want to do is to encourage you to move your body every day, but also be an active participant in life. And that means taking time to get out and about, enjoying what life has to offer. It's about keeping your mind active as well as your body. Perhaps you might like to try something new, or you've been wanting to try something new. Active April might just be the right time for you. So why 30 days of activity? Well, it's a great way to kickstart a healthy habit or challenge yourself to try something new. 30 days of activity helps to establish a habit. So by doing something, if you want to get fitter, it might be that you do some form of exercise every day. After the 30 days, it becomes more of a habit and you're more inclined to keep that going. You're building consistency. As I said before, you're setting achievable goals. You're improving your physical health, but not only that, you're improving your mental health as well. We're boosting our mental well-being when we move, but also by being out there and enjoying life. Our mental health and well-being is just improved so much by that social connection, enjoying life, living life to the full. 30 days of activity gives us plenty of time to explore new activities, and it also builds self-discipline. By taking a challenge, by saying every day I'm going to be an active participant in life. So, what does the Women Living Well After 50 Active April Challenge look like? Well, it's simple, really. I want to keep it as simple as possible, so there won't be any daily emails clogging your box. Just a daily social media post for you to check in if you'd like to. You may want to do the challenge but not check in. That's fine. It's a free challenge, so you can make your own rules. Personally, I find that checking in helps me stay on track. We commit to being active and being an active participant in life every day of April. So that's for 30 days. Now, you can do this in different ways. On the blog, I've shared the Action for Happiness calendar, and for April the theme is Active April. Now, they've got some great prompts that give you a variety of ways we can be active in life, and it's not all about exercise. Some ideas are very creative and certainly part of our daily lives. Now, you've got the option of taking some ideas from there. You've got the option of doing what I'm doing, or you can do your own thing. It's all about moving and it's all about being active in life, and you decide how. No, it doesn't mean full-on workouts every day, although I am going to encourage you to do some form of exercise for heart health, strong bones and increased muscle mass. But it's more than the exercise, it's more than the physical. When I first started this, thinking about Active April, I was gearing it more to the physical side of being active. But what about the mental side? What about keeping our brain active? What about ways that we can be socializing and just getting out there and enjoying life? And that doesn't mean doing a physical activity like, you know, exercise. It could just be getting up and getting out for the day to do something different. Go out and meet a friend for coffee. Go and do walk around an art gallery. Do things that are enriching your life, but at the same time, you're not sitting at home and just not doing anything. So it does mean being active in life in some way. Maybe you might want to book in for a show. Maybe you want to just, I don't know, where I live in Brisbane, there's a beautiful city cat. Maybe I'll just want to hop on that, go out for the day with Mike and enjoy that. As I said, it's not just restricted to the physical exercise. We've got to do things to keep our bodies strong, but also our mental attitude strong and engaged and, you know, to be able to live well and enjoy life. So I'll be posting daily on social media with encouragement and what I'm planning to do or maybe what I've done for that day. And I might even share some photos of what Mike's been up to. And if you aren't on social media, you can still take part because I'll do a weekly check-in post every Sunday. So you can check in each week by leaving a comment on the post, if that works for you. As I said, for me, that check-in is very important to see how I'm going. So how do you participate? Well, first of all, you commit to being active in life, an active participant in life in some way for 30 days of April and at your level. I'm not saying you have to run marathons. I'm not saying you have to do heavy workouts, because if you haven't been doing exercise, you really need to get the okay from the doctor before you start, get that medical clearance. But it's being active in some way, stimulating your mind, moving your body, being part of life. Join me on Instagram at Women Living Well After 50, or there's the Women Living Well After 50 Facebook group, which you could also join. If you're not on social media, subscribe to the blog, and you'll get a weekly check-in post published every Sunday. Checking in on any of those platforms with what you did for the day, if that's going to help you. And it will also, by checking in and trying to have some form of conversation going, it's going to encourage others to stay active, healthy, and happy. And it will also give us all different ideas on the different ways we can be active participants. Now, I've also made up, which will be on the blog, a calendar. So it's got 30 days on there, and you can tick off and record your activity each day. And you'll be surprised how motivating that is when you start seeing all those ticks. I'm a big believer in writing lists and ticking them off. And over the last couple of months, I've been doing a physical challenge with a friend, and we've been trying to move every day, and then we check in with each other. And you know, the satisfaction you get at ticking it off, what you've done, and recording that, and it's great, you can look back and see how you're progressing. So lots of information on the blog post about that, which was published on the 31st of March. So check that out. You'll also get a copy of the Happy, the Action for Happiness Active April calendar. And I do hope that you will join me. It's, you know, as I said, it's a free challenge. It's up to you what you put into it and what you get out of it. But it's just a way for us all work together to live well and enjoy our life, because really that's the most important thing, isn't it? So I'd love to hear your comments on what I've talked about today, and you know, hopefully you've enjoyed this shorter episode of the podcast, and that you will share it with a friend who hopefully will join us for the Active April Being an Active Participant in Life Challenge. So that's all from me today, and so until next time, remember to live well, enjoy life, and most of all, be a woman living life your way. Bye for now.